SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, the potpourri of sports, that is Sports Rage, continues. We focus mostly on NHL hockey. We talk some Major League Baseball with George Kurtz in Level 1, but we got college basketball. It's college basketball season, and the madness has begun early, but we've got some late-night degenerate special games going on here this evening. And I don't know if it's just me, but I know it's 11 o'clock Eastern time on the East Coast right now, and Cleveland State and Wright State are still playing. It's like Northfield racetrack. These guys, like, they like to play late in
Horizon. Yes.
Yeah, you're playing college basketball. Yeah, we're still playing at 11 o'clock at night. The game's not over yet. Cleveland State and Wright State, 81-76 right now. Michigan were down big to Rutgers earlier. I knew as a Michigan fan, I thought the number was too high tonight. I didn't want to take Rutgers, but I thought the point spread was too high. 81-80 right now with 30 seconds left in the game. But we got some late-night games starting up as Rolling Stone style, including St. Mary's and Loyola Marymount. Let's bring in Mr. Notre Dame, Guns Picks, in the house. What's up, Guns? How you doing?
Man, it's good, man. You know, football, we had an immaculate season. Now we're getting into college basketball, and I'm just trying to get everything studied up with all these teams and everything coming up. I mean, March is Saturday. And we can get to start conference tournaments, and then, of course, the big tournament coming up. So I'm ready, man. I love this time of year.
Although I see you're wearing a Duke hat. Like, you like the real underdogs, don't you?
Notre Dame. Yeah, you're a front runner there, Guns.
Listen, I'm Notre Dame fan in football. When I was like 10, 12 years old, I loved Grant Hill, and I loved Duke. I loved Bobby Hurley. I bought the strength shoes because Bobby Hurley had them on the magazines. And it helped. I actually learned how to dunk from getting those strength shoes. But yeah, I'm full on Duke and Cooper Flagg coming. I'm from Maine. He grew up like 30 minutes up the road from me. I got to support my boy. So yeah, all the way with Duke.
Future. So next year we'll be talking. You're going to have a Washington Wizard jersey on. Cooper Flagg, because that's where he's going. Yeah. Unless something weird happens in the lottery. But I'm buying in, though. I think, listen, I think Duke are the real deal. Obviously, the these late season injuries are always a concern right now, right? Right. Yeah. You need more than just Flag. So health is obviously an issue for them, but the tournament is still a couple of weeks away. They got more than three weeks to get ready for this. I think Duke are a legitimate threat to win. But all right, so on the late night DGen special here, St. Mary's and Loyola Marymount in downtown Los Angeles here tonight. St. Mary's having a great season, guys. 25-4 on the season. Just 14-14 against the spread. Loyola Marymount have greatly improved over the last couple of years. 16-13 straight up, 12-16 ATS. St. Mary's have owned them 9-1 straight up the last 10 times they played. 4-6 against the spread, though. So Loyola Marymount have covered 6 of the last 10 games. St. Mary's Guns coming off their big win against Gonzaga, and they are riding a 5-game win streak right now. What are your thoughts on this one? Because I think we're on different sides. I'm looking at the home team as a live home dog here.
Yeah, I mean, situationally, I couldn't disagree with you on this one on the Loyola Marymount side. But, I mean, when I saw the line on this one, I was a little bit confused because the last time these two teams played, it was the same line. However, St. Mary's was the home team. But now you got to give them the same line on the road. When I see lines like that, I kind of scratch my head. There should be at least a 3 to 4 point line movement from home versus away splits, and we're not seeing it here. So that's why I'm kind of leaning towards the St. Mary's side. I did put a little bit on that game just to tuck me in at night, but it could go either way on this one. I'm not putting a lot of cash on this game, but I do like St. Mary's in this spot on the road just based on the line functionality.
It should go without saying that I took the over of this game as well. So which I did. Which I did. Listen, Loyola Marymount can score, right? They're not great defensive. Like, I think they're going to get into the 70s. So, like, they play the last two times they played, it's landed right around the number. These two teams, when they've gone head to head, they got to 137 and 135. I got in at 134 tonight already. It's gone up a little bit. Cam, what's your pick if you have one for St. Mary's and LMU?
I'm sweating out this the Cal State Northridge game. I got the Matadors. They've been good to me, +6.5. So we'll see what happens there. I have leaned to you with Loyola. I would take the home dog in that spot. I don't love the game per se. I like a couple other games better. Gabe, you know what? Wright State was down. You talked about that game. They were down 14 at the half against Cleveland State and came back in a crazy fashion there. So that could be huge for them. I do lean to Loyola Marymount. I agree with you. There should be points in the game.
What do you think about the in-game stuff going on, Guns?
Yeah, I got a couple of games that I'm looking at right now. I'm watching this Seattle game. I took them at -5.5. Actually, I got them at -3.5 last night, and I took them again at -5.5 because I was just like, oh, the line's moving in my direction. Might as well just slap it again. Also, I like Portland State tonight. They're up big on that one. So I got a couple of these late games going on right now, already locked in bets. On the live side, I don't really hit the live side on college basketball unless it's tournament time. And I have strong opinions on that one. So I try to lock everything up tonight. And then when I watch the games tomorrow, I'm already looking at the Saturday's card at this point. So, yeah, I'm always looking ahead, not during the games.
33-17 for the LA Lakers right now. They're smashing the T-Wolves. God, I got to tell you, it's already enough. And I actually do like the Lakers, but if they start winning games like this, the media coverage is going to become insufferable.
Oh, nauseating. Like, yeah.
You know, coming off their big win, they win, you know, they beat Denver. Now they beat Dallas. If they smoke Minnesota, I thought Minnesota was a play tonight, getting 6. They're down 33-17 right now. Rutgers are up 82-81 on Michigan with 3 seconds left in the game. And, so we'll see what happens here if Michigan can pull something out late. All these Michigan games are always close right now. I thought, like I said, I thought the 10 was too high here this evening. All right, so Pepperdine, 43-43 with Portland right now. UC Irvine up 48-29 on Cal State. Fullerton, the hockey game, 2-0 right now, still for the Vancouver Canucks over the Anaheim Ducks. So we'll take a look. Gunn's already taken a head start look at Saturday's card. And we have a late night. We were speaking about late night bailout specials. You got UC Riverside in Hawaii tonight at midnight Eastern time. Then you got the Friday night card, which has always been a lot of fun. And I like these Fox games of the week that we've had. Purdue, Guns, laying 5.5 against the visiting UCLA Bruins tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Eastern. What do you think about this pivotal Big Ten matchup?
I'm leaning towards the Purdue side, actually. I was almost going to pull the trigger before the show on that one. I kind of like the line position there for Purdue. Typically, when it's -5, -5.5, that's kind of like their wheelhouse where they've done well. And this is a team that really, you know, last few games haven't really played that well. I just think it might be a good situation. Seeing where the line is at -5, -5.5, I think there's a possibility here we could see an actual strong performance here from the Boilermakers here on Friday night. So I would lean towards that way, -5.5 on Purdue.
I can tell you as a Michigan fan, we rolled in there on a Friday night in one of these Fox games of the week, and we were down like 40-12, like in the first 10 minutes. Yeah. Like it's, you know what I mean? Like you can pull off an upset on the road at this time of the year, but I think it's more so on a Tuesday night, on a Thursday night, or like you get this isolated Friday night Fox game and stuff, and teams are dialed in. Oh, the Ducks just scored 2-1.
Ooh.
2-1. We got ourselves a hockey game here. 14 minutes left in the second period to play, and it's 2-1 for the Vancouver Canucks. So we'll take a look at tomorrow night's card Saturday and more with Guns Picks. Let's roll.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Let's roll. The Thursday night throwdown continues. This is Sports Ridge. We're taking a look at the big-time college basketball games coming up this weekend. Guns picks in the house with us, the Regenerator Cam Stewart. 2-1 hockey game in the OC right now. Canucks up on the Ducks. It was 2-0. The Ducks have scored. The Canucks nearly just scored to make it 3-1. And Vegas are rolling the Blackhawks right now. So we brought up the UCLA-Purdue game tomorrow. But looking ahead, these the Saturday slates, the SEC have just taken over. Right? I mean, it's just been one cool game after another in the SEC on TV all the time on the weekends. We got Auburn at Kentucky, Guns, 1 o'clock Eastern time on ABC. Auburn and Kentucky. And I like this Kentucky team. Yeah, I like how they've been battling. They've been shorthanded this week, and I think they're going to be a dangerous team in a tournament. I don't think they're going to make it to the Final Four, but they're going to be they won't be a fun team to have to play. I like this Kentucky team. Auburn's rolling in there. That's a big-time game. Everybody's jumped on the St. John's bandwagon right now. They're hosting Seton Hall. Alabama at Tennessee is another fun one. That follows the Kentucky game against Auburn. Duke Blue Devils are playing Florida State on Saturday night. What else do we have as far as big-time games? Arizona at Iowa State. And this BYU team, guys, they've been freaking rolling as of late. You want to talk about a hot basketball team, but what do you think about Saturday slate right now, Guns, looking ahead? Well, I didn't bring up Maryland at Penn State, too. Maryland coming off the buzzer-beating loss last night.
Yeah, I mean, of course, I haven't seen the lines yet. Of course, they haven't come out. They're going to come out tomorrow afternoon, I think on Friday. But there's a couple situational spots that I just kind of circled myself to go take a look at. Bama versus Tennessee, you mentioned that one. Tennessee, a good home team. They've won three straight versus Bama. Bama coming off that humongous like beating that they put on at home. They're a good home team, but not a good road team. You got Creighton versus Xavier. That's a good one. Xavier's at home. They lost to Creighton by 9 in the first matchup. Might be a revenge angle there. Then you have Missouri and Vandy at home. I just love taking them at home. And they're going against a Missouri team that beat Vandy by 9 in the first matchup. So maybe a revenge angle there. But you mentioned that Arizona and Iowa State game. That game went to overtime. Arizona just thumped them in overtime, won by 11. Home revenge could be in that situation. And Iowa State really has been playing well. Could be a good spot for them. And then UGA coming off the upset win versus Florida going against Texas. Now, I know Texas is not a good backable team. I want to see the line on that game. They've lost 6 straight. Could be you catch a team too fat and happy. Next thing you know, you're losing on the road to a Texas Longhorn team that's on a skid. But those are a couple of the spots that I've circled for myself to go check the line when it comes out on Friday.
And those are the top 25 games, guys. But you want to talk about a hot team down the stretch right now? Suddenly, I'm not gonna say they're smoking hot, but they're winning big games. And what, 3-1 in their last 4, and their losses have all been close. And that's the Indiana Hoosiers playing hard for Woodson on the way out here, right? They lost that heartbreaker to UCLA, 72-68, but they won on the road. They beat Izzo. They didn't let them top Bobby Knight. They get it done. They had a massive win against Purdue. Penn State are a scrappy team. They find a way to get it done, 83-78. They got to keep winning games. I don't think they're going to win that game, I tell you, against the Oregon Ducks on Tuesday. It's a winnable game, but they close out the season at home next week against Ohio State. So massive game, guys, for Indiana against the Washington Huskies on Saturday as well. That's like one of those bubble watch games.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of good games here. And not to mention, I mean, I want to talk about Saturday all day long, but let's not forget about Friday. And with VCU, one of the biggest covering machines of all time, especially with lines when they're between 10 and 20 is a favorite. They're a 15.5-point favorite tomorrow versus Davidson. Get this. They're 11-1 ATS when favored by 10 to 20 points. They're 9-1 ATS at home in those spots. 6 straight home covers when they're a double-digit favorite between 10 and 20 points. I love taking VCU on these lines. I just got to keep hammering that trend. And VCU, we have to watch this team in the tournament. Defensively, they're ranked 23rd in the country, 45th in offensive efficiency. They could make a few upset specials in the bracket and ruin it for teams. I love this VCU team a lot this year. And, man, is that making me money.
VCU having a great year, 18-9 against the spread, 66.7 cover rate. The Vancouver Canucks took a 2-0 lead last night and blew the 2-0 lead. They take a 2-0 lead tonight. They blow the 2-0 lead. The Ducks have just tied the game. It's now 2-2 right now. Man, the Canucks and their inconsistencies. Like they've got to tighten this up. Like you can't just blow 2-0 leads every night. And if you recall, guys, I said this for everybody tuning in there when I said this could be the turning point of the game right now. It was 2-0. Vancouver were all over them. They were dominating them. They had a breakaway. They barely missed the net. He put it over the net. He beat the goalie. He flicked it over the net. It would have been 3-0. And I said at the time, I said, that would have been the dagger right there. And then, boom. Next thing you know, boom. It's 2-2 right now. And the goals are starting to come in this game. So we got a 2-2 game with 10.5 left. You know who the number one team against the spread in the country is in college basketball? It's out of the Big West, baby. UC San Diego. These guys have been killing it this year. They're 21-5 against the spread, guys. If you look at the top teams, ATS in college basketball, UCSD, 21-5. Robert Morris, 23-7 ATS. Florida A&M, 19-6. Southeast Louisiana, 18-7. Gators, they're one of the few big-time teams. Florida Gators, 20-8 against the spread. San Jose State, 19-8-1. Southeast Missouri State, 19-8 against the spread. Houston Christian, 19-8. Central Connecticut. Who would have ever thought that Central Connecticut would make you more money than Hurley and Connecticut would?
Wait, they're D1?
Central Connecticut, the other Blue 18-8. Devils. The other Blue Devils, Central Connecticut. Amazing.
A couple of Ivy Leaguers, Dartmouth and Yale, both pretty good ATS. Wisconsin, 19-9 against the spread on the season.
Amazing.
A lot of covering teams, actually. North Alabama, 20-11 against the spread.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, let's roll. We're doing this thing. We got a 2-2 hockey game going on right now in Orange County. Meanwhile, Vegas have taken the pedal off the metal a little bit. It was 5-1. Now it's 5-3. The Blackhawks have scored the last two goals of the game. And I know our boy Guns Picks right now is really, really wondering what the hell is going on in the CONCACAF Champions League soccer game in Vancouver right now. And it's 1-0 for the Vancouver Whitecaps over Deportivo Saprissa in the CONCACAF Champions Cup. It's now 2-2, though. Like, Vancouver need another goal. Like, it's one of these aggregate deals. They already lost the first game 2-1, so it's 1-0 right now. They need another goal. Oh. There's still 30 minutes left. They're in the 61st minute down. Of the game. No, you're good. I believe it's like Rob Ray. You got hit in the head with a puck.
I love this guy. I love you, Guns. You're the best.
Hey, Guns, we can hear you. Oh, right, now he's got a problem. Now it's a little late.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
Take Guns off then for me. Let him figure it out. Like, I don't want him. He's going to start snapping.
Exactly. It's like Guns like me. He goes wild with the equipment. Hey, Gabe, let's talk about tennis for a second.
I came out of nowhere. We can hear you. You're good.
You know, it was crazy. It's like, kind of like in the bank, and everything's going well, and then this guy just comes in and goes like wild. That was wild. Anyway, Chapo's been great, Gabe, and I've wrote him. He's in a huge match tonight. He's actually like, it's almost, I think he's a slight favorite, like -130 right now. So I think I'm going to go a little Canadian content. This guy has won 8 matches in a row. He's been on fire, and he's really found it. We talked about his family getting involved. And this guy, I'm telling you, Morenci, he has all the talent in the world, which you know. You've seen these guys play. It's just, it's his head. And now it looks like he's getting his head right. He's upset a lot of guys recently. He's on a heater. Go Chapo.
Yeah, the only thing I would say, you're right, no, he's had a nice week, but I would concern myself with is, and this isn't a personal shot. I don't want to be in one of your dumb Twitter spaces, people. So I don't even know who it was and what handicapper did it. But I saw somebody say, tweet Cam tonight, can't lose Schapo, lock of the century. $3,400. He goes, they maxed me out at $3,400 to win $1,800. He's like -200 or something, right? Like, so I'm just letting you know that the Twitter cappers out there are all hammering Schapo tonight.
Well, I'm off then because I had him the other three. I've been riding this.
I wouldn't say get off just because of it. I'm just letting you know. It's sort of a warning. What I saw, I was like, boy,
we got
a bunch of people on Schapo.
Yeah, I don't like that at all.
Let me see the tweet here.
Yeah, show me it. I got to tell you something. What was he pre-match? Because right now,
it was 190 type thing. I think it was like my 190 type of thing.
The last three matches I bet him, he was a pick of -130 and -170. And I put him in, and he's just literally.
This is, I just punched in his name here. This is what pops up on Twitter. Yeah, sure, tennis isn't rigged. Shapovalov should be investigated for match fixing. Someone just posted. This is the modern world we live in. You miss a shot, you're rigging the match.
Match fixing? This guy's won he's won eight in a row,
someone
hasn't
else.
He?
Of course, the one time I bet on this Shapovalov guy, he's the worst version of himself. I would like Schapo so much more if he didn't bitch so much about literally everything. I was sold the idea that Shapovalov was better than ever. People are really ripping him right now. What's the score? What's he doing?
What's going on here? Like, you guys, like, what is happening? The guy's
he's in a battle. It's 1-1, 2-2. So tied one set each, 2-2 games right now. And he's got the advantage even.
He's -300. What are people? Yeah. What's going on here? Like,
they're a bunch of bitches, Cam. That's the modern era.
I'm going to tell you, I want to stay away from
that's a taste of Twitter. These are people that bet on him and like him, and they're calling him out the whole time. And then, you know what I mean? It's his fault. Like,
the guy's -330 now. Like, are you people, like, are you, like, what are you doing? Are you stupid? This guy was laying, like, 10 cents, 30 cents, and now it's 330 and you got a problem with it? He's like, Gabe, you said it, man. Like, I don't even know. Like, that is
dude,
just...
I posted a basketball pick last week. I was watching the Four Nations, and I bet a basketball game at the same time, and somebody sent me a tweet and said, it's too bad the game lost tonight, the total you posted. And I didn't even know. I wasn't really paying attention. And I'm like, did we lose? And I look it up. I'm like, there's 7 minutes left in the game. Like, what's this guy bitching about? Like, I had the over, and the game ended up going over the number. It's like
people are crazy,
freaking out with like 6-7 minutes left in the game. But people are panickers. All right, the Ducks are going on another power play right now. And Schapo just won that game, so now he's -600.
Yeah, any more bitching on Twitter about how this guy's throwing the game?
Well, they laid like -200, and they got to sweat it out.
Yeah, well, that's life.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, let's do this thing. We have Big Card Julio stepping up, and I'll just remind Julio not to drop any F-bombs if he can refrain.
Sound like a gunshot. What's going on today, your pop? What was that, Julio?
Big Head Julio, Big Card Julio, Big Noise Julio. Julio. What's up, Julio?
I had a pen that collapsed on a wooden table just as you guys were coming out of break. So
I literally thought it was a gun. It sounded like a gun, like a small caliber gun.
Well, I don't know if it sounded like a gun, but
small caliber or something.
It sounded like a noise, air gun. But
yeah.
I don't think that's not it's not a gun. So one nothing for the Vancouver Canucks still right now. We're into the 69th minute. I really thought there'd be more goals in this game. I'd need another goal. I got Vancouver -1.5, so it really helped if Vancouver would score. I got Vancouver just to qualify, but the problem is I got that in a parlay with Vancouver over 1.5 goals in the game. So, if they're tied at 1 after 90 minutes here, the game will go on, but it won't help me. Like, the goal won't count for me after. Like, the qualify part will count, but... You know, obviously, you know, the old soccer betting. So I got to get this done in the next 20, 25 minutes here. Julio, soccer is back. It never stops, but MLS/CONCACAF Champions League soccer going on right now. And the Whitecaps came in tonight trailing 2-1. They lost the first game last week to Deportivo Saprissa. So they were down 2-1. I figured tonight at home they would bounce back and get it done. They still have time to get another goal right now, but 1-0 right now with 20 minutes left. Have you dipped your cleats into this CONCACAF stuff at all yet?
Your cleats.
I think last week Colorado Rapids had a game in the snow that I bet the under, but I haven't in the last two games. But I will be intrigued. I think it's next week or in a couple of weeks. Messi in Kingston, Jamaica, at their national stadium. That's going to be a pretty cool sight to see.
That's amazing. That's great.
Is he going to play?
I think he is going to play.
Yeah, I guess he would. Yeah, that'll be quite a scene. There's too much of it, though. Like I was saying earlier, like only the MLS guys could be off for like the last 4 months or whatever, and then come back and make these guys play 3 times in 6 days, 7 days.
It's ridiculous.
It does. It's just, and in multiple, like Vancouver, I should know, like they didn't even start everybody tonight. Like Ryan Goles, a few of their starters aren't playing tonight. But I figured they'd still be able to get it done. Come on, guys. Give me one more effing goal here. You got about 20 minutes here. Bury one. Bury one for the hardcore supporters. Big Card Julio in the house with us. 54-38 for the Lakers over the T-Wolves right now. What'd you bet on tonight, Julio? What are you sweating out right now?
I'm going to be a late night sweat with Hawaii and some Big West basketball here in a little bit. I took
Riverside.
The Rainbow Warriors. Yeah, against Riverside tonight. Yeah, hard to believe, man. College basketball next, literally at this time next week, we're going to have conference tournaments tipping off.
Before, I imagine probably on Monday or something. Some of the other ones, like the smaller conferences will be starting. But, yeah, next weekend's the final weekend of regular season play for, like, the Big Ten and the SEC and all that. So, yeah, there'll be conference tournaments going on. I got a late-night play going on here. Good news, bad news, actually. I'm looking right now. Good news is I took Loyola Marymount plus 13.5 points. Bad news is I took the over, 134. It's good news is it's 15-12, Loyola Marymount early, but it's a low-scoring game, 121.5 right now. And I actually do have a little bit more on the over of this game. And congrats to Cam, actually, last night after we got off the air. Gonzaga went on a freaking tear in the second half of that game and scored like 56 points. I bet the over, so the game got over the number. But I like Santa Clara last night against Gonzaga, and Santa Clara were up, like, the entire first half. Like, they were up by 10, 12. Then Gonzaga went on a big run late in the first half. They went up by, like, 43, 42 at the half. And then they just murdered them in the second. So St. Mary's could still dial this thing up a little bit tonight.
And we had the other game, too, Gabe. We had San Diego State. A lot of, as you say, that was the best. A lot of hipsters are on the Lobos tonight. Well, we stuck it with the Aztecs and hit that two-game parlay. Like that, Julio? I don't know what it is, Morenci. I like these late-night games. Like, I don't know what it is at 7 o'clock because there's so much confusion and whatever. As the night progresses, you kind of focus more. It's like, here, here, here. Like, you know what I mean? It's more like your selections. You kind of see the board a little bit better. So, yeah, thanks, Gabe. I appreciate that. And I don't know what we're going to do with these. Is every hockey game right now, like, are they all going over the number, like, for in the late night action here? Like, Utah's up 6-1, 6-3. Oh, so Vegas scored for you, buddy. 6-3 Vegas and still 2-2. A lot of hockey left. Vancouver, Anaheim. Crazy night.
Yeah, Vancouver and Anaheim could still slow down. It's 2-2 right now. There's a minute. This next minute and a half will dictate a lot.
Board just locked on Vancouver and the Ducks.
Did it?
We'll see how ahead the sports book is.
Yeah. Wow. 3-2 Ducks.
Yeah, it locked.
Wow.
And I'm pretty fast with seeing these goals. So you're right, Julio. It locked and they just scored a second ago. They've just taken a 3-2 lead.
2-0, and they were offering, Gabe, plus 2.5, and none of this minus 180 stuff. It was plus 2.5, right? Was it, Julio, like 25 cents or something? Like, it was very low. Like, the juice usually on the 2.5, because people know two-goal leads are dangerous. You said it, Morenci. This team, they snuck it out last night against the Kings, but two-goal leads, you're fighting for a playoff spot. You can't screw around here. Like you said it, Calgary lost tonight. Like, these are games you got to win. You got to pick up
points. I got to tell you, though. Watching these goals that are being allowed, Seelovs is a silo. I mean, he's a pylon. I mean,
Seelovs is a silo with holes in it. Yeah, no, he's like a third
string goalie.
With
something S, but silos. I was Seelovs.
Seelovs. That's what you call a goalie. Yeah, he's a sieve. Yeah,
silo. Yeah. But
silo better, actually.
Yeah, it sounds better, silo. You know what I mean?
Silo, that's where you keep wheat.
Just falls right through. Just throw it in there, right? Like, you know what? He just got beat. You can tell when a goalie is sort of when the forwards know they can beat him. He's been beat in the same way Binnington was beat in the Four Nations a couple of times. He's getting beat on these, like, wrist shots from, like, the top of the face-off circle and stuff. It's like, bro, like, you're getting beat on, like, 25-foot shots. Like, these aren't – in the NHL, like – oh, there's going to be a fight here. There should be. Oh, no, it's Garland. Little Garland's getting picked on.
I like Garland.
I saw an interview with Garland after the game the other day. I saw interview with him, and he looks like an F1 driver after. He's got like the turtleneck. He's got like a hat on. He's like shorter than the interviewer. Like the girl's interviewing him. He's like, we gave a great effort tonight. And like, I'm like, man, this guy looks like an F1 driver or a jockey. It looks like a horse jockey. But yeah, 3-2 for the Ducks right now is the period. I was just going to say with the total. And then they freaking scored. Sure. The next minute and a half will dictate the total of the game. But the Vancouver Canucks are the freaking kings of giving up big goals in the last minute or two of a period. They do it all the time, and they just did it again tonight. And now we got a 3-2 game. In-game total is suddenly 7.5 right now. All right, what's going on with this soccer game?
Do I take Still Vancouver one plus 1.5, Gabe, and then hopefully the game ends one goal either way and hit both? It's 50 cents. What do you think?
I would think this game probably ends up in overtime.
I agree with you. I think this game could come. It's not over. A lot of hockey left. I'm doing it. Hitting both.
The problem is Vancouver do look a little tired walking into the room here right now. This is how they played last night. And they're not getting good goaltending. So I can't say like, oh, you know, the problem is, like I said, the Ducks just keep shooting the puck at the net and it's going in. Like, the last two goals have been bad. And I'm pretty cool with goalies, but those are back goals.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. I don't understand the in-game number of this Whitecaps and Saprissa game. We're into the 80th minute right now. The Whitecaps, the number keeps going up, not down, which is baffling to me. Like, they're now 10-1 to win in the next 10 minutes to score. That's the money line. They're up 1-0, but they need more, right? So, like, to advance, to qualify, they're minus 800 right now. I will tell you what, guys. They just go into qualify in extra time, qualify after penalties. Yeah, but what's extra time in this? They don't even have extra time. Like, it goes into penalties. I mean, this is like they don't want to be here all night in this tournament. So I'm just stating, like, I don't understand why the Whitecaps are such big favorites. I hope they know something that I don't. There's some big dramatic other goal coming here in the next couple of minutes, but. Big card, Julio. What do you have for us, Julio, tonight? What are your best bets?
Well, first off, let's tip a cap to the Florida A&M Rattlers, who went 7-0 during Chinese New Year in the year of the snake. Congrats to them. They're actually on like a 13-0 run over the last like couple weeks before Chinese New Year. So Rattlers, one of the best cover teams of the nation. Thank you for making it a good Chinese New Year, boys.
Know what it is too, Julio? I told you, Gabe, want to hear the craziest thing to Julio's point? Huatong Lee is Chinese, and he hasn't won a golf tournament in years. And he broke down. It was on Chinese New Year. He's like, oh, thank you, thank you. You're like, what is going on? Is this stuff real? Like, what are the odds, Julio? The guy won in Chinese New Year. He hasn't won in years. No, but I'm just, that's, you know, crazy. What I'm saying, though? I'm just saying, Gabe, that's so random. Like, think about that. The guy hasn't won in years, and he wins on Chinese New Year, and he's the only Chinese player in the field. You tell me. And at like 100-1.
The Chinese stock market has also taken a big hit, and their banks are in a panic right now. So,
well, that is true. That, well, they're communist too.
Is that because of Chinese New Year?
No, but we're keeping this in the sports realm, not in the financial world here.
No, we're just kind of cherry picking.
I guess.
But Julio, Julio brought it up.
Yes.
Julio brought it up. And you did bring up the Florida A&M team, Julio, and it is amazing that they've gone on this run since then. So I will tip my cap to you for that.
Oh, thank you, Gabe. Next year's the year of the horse, so we'll have plenty of teams from Santa Clara to SMU to see if Boise we can make State. Some money next year. Boise State, the Denver Broncos, the Colts, plenty of options for us next year for Chinese New Year. Bet side.
I was gonna say the question was, what did you like? Not talking about Chinese New Year.
Yes.
But feel free to go on
the best bets. I've got my MLS side, since we're talking North American soccer returning. The Chicago Fire. Terrible defense, but they can finally score some goals. So I'm taking over 3.5 goals plus 150 against DC United, and Christian Benteke for DC United to score a goal in that game as well, plus 250. Colorado Avalanche to beat up on the Minnesota Wild. Wild will have a back-to-back tomorrow going into the altitude in Denver. Avalanche minus 1.5 plus 115 tomorrow. College lacrosse, Denver University, the Pios minus 8.5 at even money against Marist. Felix Unger Alassim tomorrow in Qatar to win 2-0, 2-love, minus 120. Under 2.5 goals in La Liga, Valladolid, and Las Palmas, minus 150. Real Madrid this weekend to win against Real Betis, minus 138. College basketball, Niagara on the money line. Greg Paulus's Niagara Purple Eagles, plus 105. Marist tomorrow on the money line, minus 110. And FA Cup in England, Plymouth Argyle, plus 3 goals against Manchester City, plus 110. And Wolverhampton, plus 333.
Not pretty diverse card, Julio. Yeah, no college hockey mixed in here. I was surprised, you didn't keep going.
There's been nothing's on the board.
A little bit deeper.
No, nothing's on the board. That's been very frustrating this year with college hockey. The books just aren't putting up anything. But with the Frozen Four coming up, the college hockey tournament, Denver University to win back-to-back at 5-1, and the Maine Black Bears. Could this be the year for Paul Kariya's alma mater? 14-1 shop around for the best price.
You know what? It's funny you bring up the Pioneers. I saw a video. It was Utah. It was the Utes and the Pioneers playing lacrosse today in like a crazy snowstorm. NCAA outdoor lacrosse, wild snowstorm, and they played on. It's hardcore stuff. But I got odds up here for all this. Tomorrow we got action. Moneyline.
Okay.
Men's lacrosse. Vermont and Dartmouth, minus 115. That's our boy Tommy's team, the Vermont Catamounts. Me too. Let's go, Cats. Let's not forget the soccer champions. Take down these Ivy Leaguers. Give me Vermont tomorrow, minus 115. How about this for a blue blood matchup here? A little lacrosse action tomorrow. Man, the jerk level is off the chains in this game. Princeton versus Duke.
That's like a lot of lawyers and bankers.
It's the blue. Whatever. You go to this game, don't talk smack to someone in the stands. Going to be the future attorney general. He's going to remember you like 20 years down the road. And how about this, Julio? The Denver Pioneers, 40-1 favorites in La Crosse against Marist tomorrow. Dear God, 40-1.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a big that's a big number. Way too big for my butchers.
Got the indoor lacrosse tomorrow night too. We got into that stuff last week. Like I said, man, lacrosse, the popularity just continues to go up. Big card, Julio. Big soccer card tonight, but relatively light by your standards. Good to catch up with you, Julio.
As always, great to catch up with you guys, gentlemen. Catch you guys next week.
There's Julio in the mountains of Colorado. That's why there's like a delay. When we ask him a question, it's got to wait, go through the hills and stuff. He lives in like a very remote area.
Very, sounded good.
Very remote area for Big Card Julio. All right, we'll wrap up. We got some best of bets and a couple of best bets on the other side. Let's roll.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Word of the home stretch here on a Thursday night. Throwdown tomorrow night. We'll have Gambleu. Back in the rotation, Tony Finn, Rob Vino. It's college basketball season. There is an NBA game going on right now. We're at the half. The Lakers were up big earlier, but the T-Wolves aren't going away. It's 58-47 right now. So I think there's a lot of basketball left. The T-Wolves are getting – in fact, I think the T-Wolves are a live play. I already have them at plus six. But I think they're a live play right now at plus 11.5. I can see them playing themselves back in to this basketball game. College basketball, St. Mary's are up right now 24-17. They've gone on a run on Loyola, Marymount. Portland are drilling Pepperdine 84-67. UC San Diego are up on Northridge 73-67 right now. Long Beach and Cal State Bakersfield, close one, 68-65 with 4 minutes left. Santa Barbara beating Cal Poly 87-71 as we speak. Right now. All right, we got a couple of best of X things I want to get to tonight. I was on a 13-game win streak, and I should have known not to trust the Buffalo Sabres when you're that hot. Like, don't fly too close to the sun. But I tried to. I took them plus 1.5. I didn't take them to win a damn game, but should have known better. Should have, could have, would have, didn't. But I was unaware that the Hurricanes were rocking all the Hartford Whaler stuff tonight. Maybe if I would have known that, I would have thought differently. But roll it here. This is what they were selling tonight. They were selling popcorn tonight, and instead of a cardboard box, you know, whatever, or a plastic paper, you know, popcorn bag, you got a nice plastic Zamboni. Little mini Hartford Whaler Zamboni. That's a nice piece of memorabilia right there.
You're telling me.
Not a bad.
Can we see that again? How big is it?
Yeah, put it back like, up. That's going to leave that up. Like,
that is awesome, man. Holy Jesus.
It's hard to tell the size there, but it's a thing of popcorn. Yeah. Like, it's like a movie size of popcorn, but it's made of plastic. So you get to keep, you have a little mini Hartford Whaler Zamboni after
it's,
for your
man. Fantastic. What a great gift. I'm with you. I would have bought popcorn for the Zamboni. Excellent call. Great.
So
great
would life. I, and I would have like dropped it and lost it or stepped on it during the game. Couple or wheels, forgotten yeah. in the bathroom. Yeah. Oh, damn, that Zamboni.
The back of the Zamboni falls off. It's like, damn, scraper. Exactly.
How many times it's I did that cool. in the playoffs last year? They were giving away like different playoff t-shirts and like stuff. And I don't know why I cared, but I was like, I get there and I get my t-shirt. And like inevitably, man, by like end of the first period, I'm like, I don't know where the hell it is. I lost it somewhere. Like, I'm waving it around. I dropped it somewhere. I'm like, I lost it. I once bought a bunch of merchandise at a Canuck game. I'm outside the game after the game, and I really had to take a leak. I go into this parking lot, and I take a leak. And about 15 minutes later, I'm walking down the street, and I have no bag. And I realize, I'm like, dude, you spent like $400 on like jerseys and hoodies in there. You don't have the bag anymore. And it was like a scene out of Seinfeld. I was like, I had to retrace my steps. And I retraced my steps, and there's this parking lot. It all looked the same. I was like, I don't know where I was. I was like, it all looks the same. And just by chance, Cam, I found it after like 2 minutes.
That
I was walking
great.
Around.
What are the odds? Yeah. Like,
and, it was just sitting there. I was like, some bastard just going to pick up a nice bag full
for
of
sure.
like, merch, like out get into his car. It was just sitting there in the parking lot. Like, I was
you're
like,
so
oh my
lucky.
God, there it is. I know.
You know that thing's gone. Like, that's the thing, man. That's like, no hobo picked it up. Anybody? Man, that's luck.
It was like 15, 20 minutes. It was a little while, too. It wasn't just like 5 minutes. Like, I left and I went back in a panic after. All right, the last one here. This is just too funny. Andre the Giant. Here's a picture of. Let's roll this one. That's what a beer can looks like in Andre the Giant's hand. Andre the Giant holding a Molson Canadian in 1981.
Look, it's like a little. It's like a shot glass. It's amazing. Look at that. Oh, that's fantastic. Oh, those are the two of the best ones ever. This is great. Look at the size of
that
hand.
Look at that, hand. That's like a full beer can.
Why don't you just hang
it
out?
Just crush it. Like,
he just take my neck and just pop off my head for a joke. Man, that guy's got, what a monster. That's look at the old Molson Canadian cans, too. Pretty cool. Great look.
Yeah, nice looking can. Nice looking bracelet he was wearing there, too.
Yeah, I agree. That thing's probably, is that gold? Nice. Good for Andre. Man, that
look at his thumb and his palm there. It looks like King Kong. Like it's looks
that guy's thumb's bigger than my hand.
Other than that, you're on your own. Later.
Later.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.